State Democratic Party leader Wayne Goodwin made stops last week in Wayne, Lenoir, Craven, and Carteret counties, where he met with local party leaders and members. The visit is Goodwin's third trip to eastern North Carolina as part of his rural listening tour. Here he is speaking on Thursday to about 25 party members at the Craven County Democratic Women's Lunch.
America and North Carolina have both fallen in objective measurements in how we're viewed in the world. And it's because Republicans are in charge. And we, Democrats, are partially blamed for letting that happen. So whatever it means to help get more Democratic votes in this county, you do it, because the world's watching.
For the first time in recorded history, Democratic candidates are running in all 170 state legislative races. With the help of Governor Cooper, the party has raised more than $2 million to support these candidates. Goodwin says the party aims to break Republican state lawmakers' veto overriding majority.
Because Republicans have such dominance in our state legislature, they have no incentive to come to the table and to negotiate. They have no incentive to understand why certain proposals are bad and should be vetoed. They essentially can overrule any veto that Governor Cooper chooses to issue. Governor Cooper was elected by the entire state. These legislators are only elected by their districts. It harms our system of government to have the legislators be able to overturn every veto that Governor Cooper believes is necessary.
Last year, Republican state lawmakers overturned 10 of Governor Cooper's 13 vetoes, which is the most the General Assembly has ever overridden in a legislative session. To prevent this from continuing next year, Democrats need to elect in November 4 candidates to the state House and 6 to the Senate.
This election is vital. We have seen such tremendous negative coverage for our state with our public schools, with our economy, with other decisions that have been made by the Republican legislative leadership since they took control, that we need to win more seats and to break the supermajority to start undoing the damage they have done.
Turning red districts blue could prove challenging in eastern North Carolina, where Republicans have dominated state legislative districts for years. But that's not due to a shortage of registered Democrats and independents. In the state's 3rd congressional district, which includes 17 eastern counties, Democratic and unaffiliated voters outnumber Republicans roughly 2-1. Goodwin says his party's rural listening tour aims to address this disconnect.
When they learn more about what the party truly stands for, when they know that we are fighting for every county and for every vote in every part of the state, and that we are focusing more than ever on rural and eastern North Carolina, I think we can win back folks. And when Democrats vote for Democrats, Democrats win.
Goodwin says the party doesn't expect to win every race, but the energy he's seen among party members statewide has raised his confidence that Democrats will do well in November's elections.
I've gone into communities where, you know, in years past I've visited, and there might be 5 or 10 people where we've had 50 people or 100 people at town hall meetings. We had our precinct meetings, you know, last year where 6,000 new people showed up who hadn't been at precinct meetings before statewide. That's incredible. I mean, and we had 45% increase in the number of organized precincts. We were more organized last year because of this energy than we were during the actual presidential election year.
Goodwin says he hasn't seen this much energy among Democratic voters in at least 20 years. He says he thinks a number of factors are contributing to this excitement.
We have an extremely unpopular Congress, an even more unpopular or equally unpopular state legislature led by the Republicans. The fact that Republicans have been decimating our public schools, have been choosing to make poor investments in many ways and to support policies of billionaires and multimillionaires instead of average working families like here in eastern North Carolina.
The exact level of enthusiasm among Democratic voters won't become evident until Election Day on November 6th. Until then, Goodwin says the party will continue working to engage voters across the state. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.